Welcome to Not Another Podcast, where I navigate life with the help of some friends. I'm Billy, glad to have you along. In this episode, I'm joined by content creator on Instagram in the fashion and beauty department, Tia Angel. Tia takes me through her journey to grow into almost 10,000 followers on the platform, also how she interacted with major beauty brands such as Fenty Beauty, and also lots of tips as to how other people can grow their content and grow their brands and their businesses on a social media platform. A really good discussion. I've really enjoyed chatting to her. We spent about an hour chatting about it, but what we've got is about 45 minutes worth of content, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you've stayed busy, stayed productive. It's becoming a little bit like Groundhog Day this lockdown. I'm not going to lie. Bit same, so I've got to try and just find a few things I need to do to make it a bit interesting, but we're surviving, we're hanging in there. Anyway, I've decided to change my hosting platform for the podcast. You probably don't care, but we've changed over to Buzzsprout. So on the link in my bio, in my episodes and stuff like that, is going to be more Buzzsprout than Anchor. It just helps push the podcast to many more platforms, and it gives me a bit more of a chance to dig deeper into the editing side of it and to try and make this the best it can be and try and evolve it a little bit. You probably don't care, but I thought I'd make a point of it. But anyway, you can find the podcast on Instagram at notanotherpodcast_, on Twitter at napodcast_. So come and find me on there. Always posting content, always posting stories. Come and have a chat. Whoever that is, my phone, go away. But anyway, we'll get into the chat with Tia. I don't want to hold you here for too long because the episode's quite a long one and there's lots of information to take down. So enjoy the episode. If you do enjoy it, please leave a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It makes a massive difference and it shows the podcast to more people. If you don't want to, no worries. But if you do want to help out in a little bit here and there, we've got, you could share it to a friend, you can comment on the posts, you can engage with the posts on Instagram or Twitter, and just tell a mate. I think for me, telling a mate is massive for me, and it's really, really flattering that people want to share the content to people. We're up to over 2,000 downloads, which is brilliant. Hopefully we can get a few more as we go along, but I'll stop talking now. I'll leave you with the dulcet tones of past me and Tia. So enjoy the episode and I'll catch you later. Right, here we are back again. This time I'm joined by a brand new guest. I've been interested in getting this person onto the show for a while. I've seen their growth on Instagram and the great content they put out. I've had lots of conversations with this person in the build-up to recording this episode. The industry they're involved in is something I know nothing about, and I'm keen to pick up a few things. I have a little bit of an invested interest within this sort of industry, which I'll get onto a little bit later on. But joining me today is fashion/beauty content creator, whether they probably don't see themselves as an influencer on the platform of Instagram, Tia Angel. So Tia, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. How's lockdown been for you so far? Have you been bored out your mind yet? Have you managed to stay busy?
So I guess it's like what you said, like I create content, so that's actually helped get me through like majority of the lockdown. So far so good, like I'm finding it okay. I've just started a new job as well, so that's keeping me busy for the time being. I think sometimes it gets to the end of the week and it's like, oh, what am I gonna do this week, like this weekend, what am I gonna do to keep myself busy? But just try and do some content and read. So yeah, so far so awesome. Good.
Yeah, that's the story of my life at the minute is, right, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
So that's been the most asked and answered question in myself over the last 2.5 weeks. But we move on, we carry on.
Exactly.
firstly, the big important question, really huge question to start things off. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be a guest on Not Another Podcast?
So it's so exciting to be on because I've been listening to the podcast for a while and like I've just been loving it. I've been interested in being on podcasts and like creating my own. So it's just super fun to be on it and finally get to like share sort of what I do with you. And like it's allowed me to connect with someone else as well, which I think is great, that you've used your platform to like speak to different people, which is really, really great.
Awesome. Glad to have agreed to come on. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. So within your Instagram page, let's say, and the content you put out, it's more based on fashion and beauty more than anything, I believe. And what I wanted to know, just to kind of start things off and just to kind of get the ball rolling, was I wondered, how did you get started within that sort of industry or deciding to post that sort of content? Was it more of a hobby? Was it more something just to pass the time? Was it something that you have a like long-term aspirations for?
I'd say that I think it's a bit of both. So I've always been like super interested in fashion and beauty and makeup, and like I was always buying makeup and stuff like that. And I think before, when I wasn't taking content seriously, like I was watching like America's Next Top Model. I was like following influencers and things like that. And initially I did want to start a YouTube channel and I started it, but then I sort of like cut it off and just got on with like university and stuff. So I didn't really think too much of it, but like the love for that stuff never went away. So I'd say when the first lockdown sort of happened, that's when I thought to myself, I'm actually going to start posting makeup pictures and like start making videos and content, because I figured it'd be a great time to start it and keep myself busy. And then 100%. It just like grew from there, I guess. I think I didn't expect it to grow as much as it has, which has been super exciting. So yeah, I'd say it has been something that I've always thought about, but I just never like would have seen myself here like as well as it's going. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, fair play to you. I mean, the growth has been unreal from when we first kind of connected and started having conversations and stuff. Even looking to now, you're almost at like 10,000 followers, which is
it's
mad,
crazy,
which is unreal.
It's crazy.
So fair play to you for that. What did you study at uni?
So I did advertising and digital marketing at uni. And actually, when I chose my course, I wanted to do fashion. But I think when you finish like sixth form and stuff, and you're not really sure of what to do or like what grades you get and what sort of industry you want to go into, I think I just went for that because it's like a safe sort of option. But I'm super glad I went for that because like my roles now are related to sort of that. So I have like a digital sort of marketing role where I work on campaigns and things like that. So I think that's where the creative sort of the creative in me comes out. So I'm super lucky to be in like that industry as well.
And I imagine it helps with your Instagram, your content you put out. I imagine that kind of helps you with promoting and kind of types of content you do and understanding all the kind of more the ins and outs of the platform probably, and how you market on a platform such as Instagram, for example.
Yeah, definitely.
You said about your digital marketing, working on campaigns. Have there been any famous campaigns you've worked on that people might know about?
I used to work at Superdrug, so I used to work on like the sort of health and beauty card campaigns and things like that. Anything health and beauty card I worked on sort of relating to that, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know. It just depends. If you shopped at Superdrug, then yeah, you probably see some of like the stuff my team would have worked on, for sure.
Awesome. I mean, for me personally, I'm not too up to date on my health and beauty tips, so I'm not too much of a Superdrug shopper. But a lot of people I know
do the old super drug shops, they're probably aware of that campaign more than I am. But fair play to you for managing to use what you've done at uni in a bit more of a kind of full-time way, because I know a lot of people go to uni, pick a course, get through the course, and then just completely bin it and do something completely different, or something that's not related to what they've done. And I think it's quite important to maintain that something I guess you had a bit of, you enjoyed going into uni, coming out the other side and being like, oh, how could I put that into practice?
You
seem to have done that quite well for yourself.
I feel like over time I've realised it more. I think initially when you like sort of leave university, you're like, oh, what am I going to do with myself, sort of thing. And then it's more lately where I'm like, actually, like, the modules that I did in my course have really helped me now. Like you said, with, like, on Instagram, like, knowing what to post, sort of when to post, using hashtags and things like that, how to grow, has actually really helped me. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. One thing I've been interested with since connecting with you and chatting to you and things like that is how... kind of one, how quickly you've kind of grown, and two, kind of how quickly it's been for you to be noticed by like bigger brands and by bigger like social media brands and companies and things. Like, for example, I've seen you interact with companies such as like Fenty Beauty and others of that sort of caliber. But I wanted to know, how did those opportunities come about? Were they something that were discussed before, or were they just things that just kind of happened organically? Or would, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so I think it was a bit of both, to be honest. I think when I started my page, I obviously saw like other beauty sort of like influencers and content creators getting PR and things like that. And I've always watched YouTube videos and thought, oh my gosh, like I would love to be on PR lists and be able to try out new makeup and stuff. So ultimately, that was always my goal. When I first started, I didn't really think I'd get like Fenty Beauty. I did get Fenty Beauty PR, but it was more so like I was featured on their page. But even stuff like that, like having that exposure, I just never would have imagined. Way I went about it was just, I think it got to a point where I was like, I need to start putting out content that is engaging with like those brands and who I follow and who follows me. So I would look at sort of what's on their pages. I'd look at other content creators and see what works well for them. And then I sort of like built up my own sort of theme and style to my page. I think when you start an Instagram page, if you want to do it properly, you have to do a lot of planning. And I feel like when I first started, I was just posting like photos. I didn't have a structure. There was never really a structure to it. It was just me posting photos that I liked of my makeup. And then it got to a point where I bought my backdrop. I started planning my content, and that's when more engagement came from like brands and stuff. But also, I applied for like, you can actually apply, so you can send emails to the brands and stuff. Like, to be honest, I don't think I ever got any response back from those brands that I've sent out. So that is a frustration. But I just think you just have to keep going. So I applied for Pixie Beauty, and then I got a PR package from them, and then I've continuously got like PR from them. So, and that's a huge skincare brand, and I never would have thought that would ever have happened. But I think, I don't know, if you want something and you put your mind to it, you just got to work and keep at it.
Awesome, 100%. And this, it's interesting hearing you talk about that, because what I try and do, especially with these sort of episodes I want to try and release now, is take, for me, kind of things that others have found a bit of success in, or things that they have found work for them, and kind of see what one for me I can, things I can take that are kind of transferable across different industries and different walks of life. And also those sort of things like you've spoken about there will really help somebody who might listen, who might think, you know what, I want to try and start my own Instagram page for whatever it might be. It might be beauty, might be fashion, might be music, might be a podcast, for example. And those sort of little things that you've said will be of a massive help to someone like that. Because I think For example, with my podcast page, you completely echoed how I felt right at the beginning of just kind of posting whenever, posting whatever, just no real kind of structure. Then it got to a point where I was like, oh, you know what, I think I want to try and, firstly, I was like, I want to make it look, make my page look pretty.
Same.
I just want to make it look the part. And then so when people go onto it, you think, oh, you know what, it looks quite nice. And then hopefully then eventually people then start investing a little bit more time into your page and then into your product, I guess. And I think, and I can vouch for your page does have that feel to it that looks the part.
Thank you.
And it's come from, I guess, like you said, a lot of planning and a lot of just thinking what will people want to see.
I assume. Yeah, it comes from that as well. Like, I feel like it is difficult when you're starting an Instagram page. And like you said, you want to make it look pretty. And I think I always wanted to make it look pretty, but I just wasn't putting the time into it. And then I think something just clicks in you and you're like, actually, like, I need to plan. It needs to have a structure. Sometimes, you can make it look pretty and some posts don't engage, like they don't do as well as others. So I think that's another thing for anyone that if they want to start, don't feel disheartened if like you put something out and it doesn't get the right engagement, because you only learn what works well for you. It's kind of like trial and error. I think when I first started, it was more trial and error, and like some, for example, like for me, Instagram TVs don't really engage my following. So like I post reels more often because they're shorter. So I think it just depends on what content you want to put out there. And like doing polls on your stories, 100%. like you do this really well, like putting polls on your stories to get your like followers engaged and things like that. I think it's always good.
Yeah, I like playing games in my stories.
Yeah. They're really good.
Do like a game. Is that something that you want to look to try and do as well, in terms of trying to engage more people within your content through things like stories or other avenues?
Yeah, so for me, I've been trying to do like polls and stuff, but I'm finding not many people are interacting with them. So I think for me, it's like trying to figure out what things people will interact with, if that makes sense, because like I'll do some polls and I won't get that much engagement, so I'm like like how can I change this up, how can I make it look engaging. Like people tend to engage with like this and that, so when you have like two images of like, I don't know, beauty products, and then they choose their favorite one, so like you said, like games, those do well. So yeah, maybe just putting some more time in to focus on stuff like that. And if I don't want to post, ways of keeping people engaged, because I find like in the beauty community, like if you don't post a lot, you tend to lose followers as well. So so you tend to lose, say if I didn't post, I post every day, twice a day, so it is quite a lot, but that's what my followers engage with. But say if I didn't post every day, I would lose followers. So I guess it's like having that balance as well, feeling like I don't have to post every day to keep those loyal followers.
I get you. And I think it always keeps your page in front of people, having content that's all when someone opens up Instagram, they say, oh, Tia's posted again, oh, here you go, rather than being like four days you posted twice and then people are like, oh well, it doesn't show up anymore. And that's how I guess you lose that kind of interaction and engagement.
Definitely.
I mean, we've spoken about it quite a bit there, but do you have any tips that are maybe different to what you've said already for anyone looking to grow a page on Instagram? Is there anything that worked for you that you think is important for people to know about, or is there anything that anything underrated that people don't really consider?
Yeah, I think with Instagram as well, there's this thing with having loads of followers and not following many people back, and I think that's a bit of an annoyance for me, because I feel like if you really like someone's page and you think their content's great, I feel like you should follow them. Like if you're going into Instagram, I wouldn't have the mentality of like, I have to have this really large gap of followers and then following. I feel like if you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to get recognition from brands with, like, if you have 10k followers, 5,000 followers, 2,000, it doesn't matter. Like, brands will engage with you if your content is good. So I feel like if you're starting at Instagram, my tip would just be to definitely plan out what you want to do and focus on putting out good content for yourself as well. Like,
yeah,
put out stuff that you enjoy creating. That's what I found lately. That's probably why my page looks more like slick, because I've been enjoying putting it together. And I feel like if you don't enjoy what you're doing, have a break from it for sure. Like, don't feel the pressure to keep it going. I feel like it's good to have a balance. Like, social media is like so prominent in our lives, and I think we get a bit caught up in it as well. So
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. I think it's quite interesting that it is fulfilling when, for example, you look at your page after a while and you're kind of the idea of what you wanted to look like comes mm-hmm. to life a little bit, and you think, oh wow, I've actually, it looks great. And sometimes when you put in a bit of time together trying to put together content that you think yourself, oh, you know, if I saw this, I'd mm-hmm. love this. And it's like you said earlier about not getting too disheartened if things aren't getting picked up or if things aren't engaging very well.
Yeah.
Which for me, for example, I'm quite guilty of. I kind of my big kind of learning point at the minute is trying to put the page in front of as many people as possible. Yeah. Through, like, because reach and things are often kind of an issue, and trying to grow in that sort of way and trying to make content that people will want to share to a friend or want to go, you know what, this is something that this person would like, or this person would think, oh, you know what, yeah, I think people on my story might want to see something like this, or think, oh, this is quite funny, or this is quite informative. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you said, it's just yeah, your voice, yeah, voice is on its way out. But it's interesting to hear you say just to, like, focus on just trying to make content, one that is, you think is good mm-hmm. and you think is worth putting out there and you're proud of putting out there, and also that idea of just focusing on that rather than trying to get those immediate returns on what you do, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
not thinking, oh, I'm gonna have 10,000 followers by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This post is gonna get me there. Or sometimes if it goes, only 200 people mm-hmm. see it, you think, oh, okay, you know what, we'll just keep plugging mm-hmm. away at it, because there might not be post one, post two, it might be post 60, might be post 100 is the one that then people go, oh, you know what, this person's been making quality content for mm-hmm. a while. And then a brand, like you said, for example, might go, you know what, I think this person deserves to see a little bit of exposure and deserves to have a little bit of more of a light on them for the great work they're
doing. Exactly. And I think it's just patience with it. I feel like I've learned that more than anything. I think I've said to you, oh, I want to get to 10k, I'm so impatient, like, because that was my goal for December but I haven't, like, reached 10k. But I think it's the fact that I know that I will get there that keeps me going. Like, it's not, yeah, like you said, it's not like I wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be on 10k. Like, that's not how it is. You have to sort of work hard for it, but it's fine for it to take a while, because, like, you know, you've put all the effort, your effort in, and all your content to get to that number. So it is super rewarding, and, like, it is great when you get PR and stuff. But even if you don't get PR straight away, that's not a big deal either. Like, I think the main thing with, like, content and stuff is just to keep going, because you never know who's going to come across your page. Like, I got a huge brand called The Balm. And she said she found me on Explore page. Like, and if you think about it, like, yeah, you just come across people on Explore page, like, that could be you. And I was like, oh, that's so, like, nice to know that I've popped up and someone from a brand has seen me and thought, oh yeah, we want to work with her. So yeah, I'd say your time will definitely come. Like, just patience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think on the flip side to that as well, where sometimes targets can be to reach a certain amount of followers or to engage with a certain amount of people. Often, I think as well, that's quite an underrated thing that's often not really spoken about, is that your post or something you might do or a story you might do, whether it's informative, whether it's funny, whether it's kind of uplifting, often those can maybe help one or two people massively compared to helping kind of being seen and enjoyed by a lot of people. So sometimes that, if you think sometimes, oh, my posts aren't doing very well or my page isn't growing, you probably have a group of people or a small group of people within that who really enjoy what you do and who are really kind of feel really fulfilled off of seeing the content you put out. So that's another way of trying to think about it, in terms of if growth isn't kind of happening as fast as we would like to, you might think, oh, you know what, I've still got people here who've been following me for this long, who engage in all my posts, who do this, and I think those are the people who I want to try and keep creating that content for.
I think I say this to my friend as well, she creates content, and we sort of say, like, to be fair, it's more like of building like a mini community and like having like loyal followers. So you find that a lot of these loyal followers will comment on your stuff, they will like repost, they will share your stuff, they will like sign into your DMs and like say like, oh, I love your content and things like that. And I feel like, when you're creating content, you do sort of form like a mini social like beauty sort of community. I don't know if it's like that for you, but you just have those people that you engage with a lot, and you post their stuff because you see like their efforts and things like that. And I think for me, that's the most important thing. Like, I want to put out stuff that people enjoy and like engage with because they like it, rather than just putting out a photo to get like 5,000 likes, because for me that's not what it's about. It's more so about creating content that other people can like be inspired by, or like, yeah, like you said, go to their friends and share it and be like, oh, I like what she's wearing and stuff like that. So I feel like that's more the loyal following is more where I want my page to be. I don't really want it to get to the point where it's like I've got a million followers and they're not loyal, they're just there to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. I think it's nice, don't get me wrong, to have something that people go, get loads of engagement, loads of likes and stuff, and people go, oh, brilliant. You can't even go, oh, wow, this poster's actually banged.
Yeah, cool.
but also, you want to try and, for me, for example, like my kind of experiences so far within the podcast, I've met so many people who I never would have encountered with within my kind of line of work or within my kind of friendship circles and stuff. I would never have, like, for example, with you and with other guests I've had on, like I've had guests on from the States, from Australia, from different parts of the country, and just really using a platform like this to, one, it'd be great to grow, and it'd be great to make it into whatever it would be, whatever it would become. But like, also, it's great to see that it can bring people together. And for me, like podcasters, I always get chatting with podcasters who I've probably got you connected with for a while, and just checking in on how they are and how's their page going, how's their content and stuff like that. Where, like I said before, I never would have, working in football, I never would have thought about connecting with, for example, someone who is a fashion and kind of beauty content creator. I would never have thought about that a year ago.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
And that's the same for me. Like, it just, I feel like it opens doors for you to meet new people. Like, same you, like, I would have never probably, like, I've met you if I wasn't doing my content as well. So as much as I do like beauty and stuff, like, it does open up a lot of doors to like other things and meeting new people. And I think that's great, especially like in lockdown where you can't actually go out and meet new people. So I think it's really nice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Like, for me, being chilling on my own in lockdown, sometimes going and coming and having a chat for 30 minutes, sometimes it's quite nice to pick up a few different things and just have a bit of a giggle and stuff like that. But I've got a bit of a more forward thinking question for you now, Tia. I've got sorry, my voice is going now as well. where do you want to be 5 years from now?
In terms of content or just general life?
You can take it in whatever way you like.
Okay, so in general, I just like to see myself just super happy, doing what I want to do, probably doing my content full time. To be honest, that is like my ultimate goal, to be doing content because it's what I love. It's like what I want to do. It's always been sort of my interest. I have a lash business as well. So hopefully I want that to be more, I don't know, I want that to like launch a bit more and have more presence in that and sort of push that within these 5 years.
And I guess be a bit more kind of self-sustainable a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think I just want to be in a situation where I'm working on things that I really enjoy and like I'm just happy with what I'm doing and sort of, with like all COVID-19 and things like that. 5 years from now, I definitely do not want it to be like this, but ultimately, just to be probably doing my content full time. And if not, maybe a manager in sort of like my industry I'm working in now and just,
Awesome. Anything kind of, any personal kind of goals outside of your content, outside of your working life, anything you want to be doing, any places you want to be? Or
I definitely say that I want to sort of practice being a lot more positive, so like reading more, like working out a bit more, and just seeing things from like a more positive point of view. I think it is hard in this sort of lockdown and stuff, but that is one of my goals, like to be more positive, to read. Like I'm reading The Greatest Secret at the minute, which is great, for like positivity and just practicing that. And sort of I'm learning Spanish at the minute, so I'm trying to learn. I won't go into like a full fluent conversation because I'm far from that.
I'll be no chance, but
just trying to like actively pick up stuff. I feel like if anything, lockdown has taught me that there's so much to, even though we're not like going out, like there's so much we could be doing to like keep ourselves like sane. So like just learning Spanish and reading, to be honest.
100%. And I've really valued it. It's going to sound quite cringy and it's going to sound quite cheesy, but this sort of last year, more so than ever, I've really valued the kind of, I really love learning. And I remember through school and all that, I just didn't care. And getting past school and then starting with football, I really developed that kind of want to get better. But now this year, I've really kind of broadened that outside of football and outside of what I do in terms of like teaching and coaching and stuff like that, into now learning a bit more about myself and learning about how others kind of operate and how people kind of, a lot to do with like people's, like the kind of psychology and how people think and how people are motivated, different kind of, and different things like that. And just, I've really kind of valued, and it seems like you're making a real conscious effort to do as well, just that value of learning, which is almost, it almost kind of gets drummed into you and then drummed out of you through kind of school. And then when you get out of education, the formal education, it's important to just keep that going in whatever kind of formal or informal way you want.
I completely agree. I think when I get asked that question, it always can go down the route of being cheesy and like, oh, you want ultimate happiness and stuff, but ultimately that's what we want. Like, that's what I want anyway, just to be happy and enjoy what I do. And I do feel like sometimes we can tune out of that, and like lockdowns have made me realise that there's so much more I could be doing. And then sort of when we're out of it, I want to actively like be able to travel and just experience things. It just made me want to do more and actually like, just go out and get out of there.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, yeah.
And also, I guess it makes you appreciate what you've got as well, and how much more you can get in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
But what you mentioned about your mm-hmm. lash company, right at the beginning, I said I had a little bit of an invested interest within this conversation, and the reason I have that is my younger mm-hmm. sister she's only what 13. She'll probably listen to this, and I was talking to her last week before, and I said that mm-hmm. you'd be coming on and what you would do and stuff like that, because it's something that interests her in terms of going forward. She wants to get within kind of become like a makeup artist or work within that mm-hmm. sort of industry, and even start her own like probably like businesses mm-hmm. and things like that. So within your mm-hmm. lash company, how did you find starting it, and how have you found running it so far? Has it been smooth sailing? Has it had its kind of challenges, or is there any kind of how have you found?
So this is why I said when you want to do content, you should start planning and sort of really think about what you want to do, because I found that it's been great like having it and starting it, but I feel like I've just like left it. So I've put my content first, and like my lash sort of business is in the background. But I would say to her, for sure, anyone that wants to start like their business, is definitely plan what you want to do, and then sort of think about the stuff that you want to post, who you want to put your things like your business out to. And I think that's a good place to start. So when I initially started, I reached out to some of like the beauty influencers that I really liked and sent them lashes and got them to do like some content for it. And then my plan was to use that content and post it on my page, but I haven't done that. I've just been doing sort of wearing the lashes and then tagging it to the page.
I see. Yeah.
I think if you really want to do it, I think you should go for it. I think it just takes one day for you to think, okay, I actually want to do this, and then you start it. It was during lockdown, and I just bought all the lashes in bulk, and I was like, okay, I'm going to start this. I made sort of my own logo using Canva, and it's really good. And that's another thing, like there's so many like resources you can use out there that are free that can really help you to start up. And then I think it's connecting with people that are doing the sort of similar things, so like just reaching out to people and asking them if they'd want to help and work with you, and you find a lot of people do want to help you.
Awesome. I've ticked my box of being a good sibling and asking that question. You should definitely go for it.
I think I was a bit nervous, and now I'm just like, no, I do it because I enjoy it, so I'll keep doing it. And I think she'll absolutely love it when she gets into like a flow of it. So yeah, super fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just comes from that planning and just knowing what you want to get out of it, and knowing what you want it to mm-hmm. look like as well. And just once you kind of have an idea, or even if you don't have an idea, almost that trial and error, just give it a go. Just go try something, and just if that doesn't work, you know, then next time what not to do and what to carry on doing.
Exactly.
And then slowly but surely you can build your brand and build your identity within it after learning from what has and hasn't worked for yourself or for other people and things like that. That's really interesting.
And I think there's no pressure ultimately. If you start something, and this is what I told myself, because I'm not actually like working on it at the minute, it's fine to pick things up when you feel ready to start it again. So when I feel like I want to smash out content for that and pick it up, then I will. But until then, I'm just chilling. Like, it's fine.
I completely agree. That's really, really good. Really good answer. And like I said, it's tick the box for me.
No, that can help.
So an interesting one that we had a chat about just before starting was the idea that you don't see yourself as an mm-hmm. influencer, and you see yourself more as a creator. But you said that your kind of friends have said that you probably fall into that influence mm-hmm. category now more so. What do you think of the tag influencer? Do you see yourself as it at all? And do you think you'll ever see yourself within that sort of realm?
I don't know, you know, I think it's because I've grown so quickly, and I think when you're the person that's actually doing it, you don't really realise how much you're actually doing, if that makes sense. So then when like my friends are like, oh my god, you're doing amazing, I feel like I'm super 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 just like, yep, smash this out, and then I sort of, it catches up with me and I'm like, oh wow, like I'm working with this brand, or oh wow, I got sent PR by them, and it just hits me. I just don't think it's hit me yet.
Yeah,
like it hasn't hit me. And then I'd say that I don't class, well, you could say that I'm an influencer, but I don't know, to see myself as like a girl that loves makeup and fashion and just like posting content, but that's the title for it. I'll just have to take it.
Yeah. And I think with it as well, sometimes getting caught up in what you do day to day and what you do day to day in terms of helping yourself mm-hmm. grow and producing content, sometimes it's quite good to just take a step back and go, wow, you know what, I've actually done lot, and I've been doing really good things mm-hmm. for myself and for other people who are starting to enjoy the mm-hmm. content I do. But it's quite interesting that you see yourself in that sort of, that you don't really see yourself in that sort of influencer style, almost, probably, if anything, it's probably to advantage a little bit as well, kind of maintaining that kind of, sometimes you see with influencers, you kind of see the kind of real mm-hmm. top end ones, and you kind of look and think, you look at them and think, are you actually like that?
I think that's
are you actually,
I think
that
that's
sort
what
of
it is for me. I think, but I just want to be as like real as I can. I feel like with social media, people just have a perception of you anyway, so I'm just trying to be as true to sort of myself as I can be, and I don't want to get too caught up in like this sort of influencer sort of mentality or like lifestyle. So I just try and keep that balance, I think. Like, just, I'm just trying to stay humble, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I can vouch for you. You seem all right.
So I'm not too bad.
We'll check in after 10K.
Deleted you. But, no, not at all.
But so within your kind of journey so far, and within your, how you've grown to this point and all the different things you've experienced along the way, have you experienced any setbacks on your journey so far? And if you have, how have you managed to deal with them?
Yeah, I'd say for like content and stuff, is just motivation. So obviously I started properly in like lockdown and stuff, but then there was time where I really just didn't want to post anything, I didn't want to do content, I just wanted to chill and not think about it. So I think finding the motivation and like keeping that motivation for it has like been a struggle sometimes, because people be like, oh yeah, you're always posting and stuff, and I'm just thinking, oh, sometimes I really can't be bothered to do it. And I think that's fine as well. That's why I say like it's good to have a balance. So I think my sort of, not difficulties, but maybe things that I'm just working on, is having more of a balance and saying like, if I don't want to say it's Saturday today, like I don't want to do content, that's fine. Like there's no pressure in doing it, and if I lose some followers for it, it doesn't matter. It's like looking after yourself, I think, ultimately. Like I said, you don't want to get too caught up in it, and I think sometimes you can, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to get to 10K now, I need this, and it's like, no, it's, you just need to chill. So
definitely, I completely agree, and I completely resonate with that as well, where sometimes it's easy to put yourself under pressure to think, oh, I need to grow, I need to do this, I need to do this, mm-hmm. I need to post, I need to engage, I need to do this. But sometimes I've had it myself as well, where I've been like, look, you know what, I just don't want to look at the page today. I can't be bothered. I just need a bit of time to just chill. Because you don't want to burn yourself out. You don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get to a point where you're like, oh, you know what, I don't know if I want to do this.
But
definitely, it's important to, if you want to maintain motivation, just be work at a kind of your own sort of speed, even if it mm-hmm. means kind of spending a day or two just making loads and loads and loads of content. So then you can almost, over the days where you don't really want to then create the content, you can just go, okay, I've got these videos together, I've got these photos together, I'll just put them together and send them out. Rather than thinking, oh, I've got to spend time now actually creating that content.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that I do. I sort of spend a whole day, like literally a whole day, of doing looks and then editing them and doing my reels and things, and then I'll use that evening to edit, and then the next day I'm just chilling and I literally say I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything, I'm just gonna watch Netflix and chill. Like, I don't want to look at content today. I think it's a good thing to do. And I'm using an app called Planoly, and that's good because you can just put in the photos that you want to post and schedule them, so I don't even think about posting now, which is helpful as well if you have like a really busy, say if you'd work in the week like me full time, it's good to just plan in your posts, so you don't 100%. Have to look at your phone and then it's just done for you. So I'd say if you're starting content and you're like super busy, that's a good way of like having a bit more balance.
That's something I've tried to do a little bit on the schedule, but then I need to make a bit more of a conscious effort to be like, oh, look, you know what? I'm going to spend a few hours just creating posts and then just go, right, I'm going to put these all together, schedule them for these sort of times, and then I can just literally just spend more time doing other things then, rather than getting to 6 o'clock and thinking, oh my God, I've not got a post today. I need to make something quick.
That was me yesterday. I was like, I don't know what to post. And then I did like a poll on my story, like, do you want to see a reel or do you want to see like a selfie? And it was so close. I was like, I don't even know what to post.
You've not helped.
No, it didn't help at all. So I was like, I'll just post the reel, it's fine. But yeah, I'd say that's difficulty. And then I guess maybe just like working and then creating content as well. I think there's so many people that do it that they don't realise that you're actually working full time as well.
Yeah, they don't realise it's not your full.
I don't know if people see my stuff and think, oh, she just sits on Instagram. It's like, no, like, I'm working in the week as well, and it can get tiring because then it's like on the weekend you want to create your content. So I think in that sense it can be hard because you're like, it'll get to the end of the week and I'll be like, I've had such a busy week, I just don't want to make anything, and then I don't have content. Then you almost feel
you're a little bit behind on what you want to do and that. But it's important to just takes a little bit of planning, a little bit of discipline, just to be like, look, you know what, like you said you've done, where you just schedule your posts and get everything ready, so then you can afford that time to chill out and relax. 100%.
Yeah, and it's more rewarding because you're like, yes, I've smashed out my content, it looks great, now I'm just gonna do nothing, and it's best feeling.
Brilliant. Load up Netflix, and I'm not going to move for the rest
literally
of the day.
Just have a nap all day. What are you doing tomorrow?
God, see, I can't nap. You know, that's I mean, completely off the topic of today, but like, literally, I cannot nap. I find this at the minute, my sleeping pattern's all over the place. Like, I'm going to bed at like 2-3 in the morning, getting up at like, to do for today, I woke up at like 7 for some reason.
7? Do you know what? My alarm went off at 7 and I was like, nope.
He was like, that is going straight off. But then I was up for like an hour and a half and then I fell back asleep because I didn't get out of bed. And then I was like, I got up then and it was like midday. I was like, oh my God, I should have just got up.
You need a lay in.
Treat myself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, absolutely not, I'm not getting up. And then it went off again and I looked at my phone and I was like, no, not today. I'm having a lazy day. I think I woke up like midday. Yeah.
To be fair, it feels with lockdown though, for me at the minute, it feels like every day is like Saturday. You know, when you kind of like, every day is like, I don't really have anything to do, so I can almost give myself an excuse to not do anything. But I think I'm like, you know what, I'll work 5 days. Couple days I'll think, yeah, you know what, I'll take it easy. But
exactly. You gotta give yourself a break, especially if you're like, if your body's like, I want to stay in bed as well. Sometimes you've just gotta listen to that.
I had earlier this week, I interviewed the guy, the Jack from the coaching lab, who I released the episode with on Friday. He's in Australia. I agreed to recording at 7:30 in the morning my time.
Oh my God.
And the night before, I just, one of those nights, I just couldn't sleep and I fell asleep at like 3, and then my alarm went off at like 7:15. I was like, oh my god.
Where it feels like you've only just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
I hate those sleeps.
I was like, oh, and he texted me, he's going, oh yeah, whenever you're ready, just let me know. And I was like, oh my god, fine, I'm ready,
like
cool.
That's
like 10, I was like, give you 10 minutes, sort myself out.
Oh, no.
And then after that, kind of just like shook it off. And then I remember like getting to the evening, I was like, oh my god, I'm going to die. I'm literally just, I've never been this tired in my life.
Oh my god. And I know, lockdown did that to you though. Like through Christmas break, I had time off before I started my new job. And I think I was going to bed like 3, 4, sometimes 5 o'clock. And I don't know what I was doing, but
it's like
5 o'clock
no
in the
reason
morning.
Either, isn't it?
And I'm like, why am I up? Like just listening to music, like having a jam at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then like when I'm awake, everyone's like, why are you up so late? And it's like, I only fell asleep like six hours ago. Like, yeah, I haven't had enough sleep. They're like, okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's like for no real reason. It's not like, for example, like you're staying up doing like something really productive, or like for me, even
no.
I kind of like do a couple bits and then I just sit and like watch a film, go up to bed at like 1 and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Wind down 1:30, go to bed. Find myself like 1:30, kind of just sitting there. I'm like, I'm not even tired. I'm like,
it doesn't, yeah, it's like you feel like you want to go to bed, and when you're actually in bed, you can't sleep. So it's just like, why do our brains do this to us?
Like, I may as well just get up again and just go and do something else rather than like 2 a.m. But I feel like I feel quite stupid if I'm still sat downstairs on my laptop at 2 a.m. I'd be like, just go to bed, mate.
Yeah, just go to bed. Like next time you feel like it, just get in bed and put your phone away. And then that's what I'm trying to do now as well. Like I'm turning my phone on Do Not Disturb so I don't get any notifications, and just trying to like read a book before bed if I can. If I'm not too tired, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's half of it, isn't it? That where the where you literally kind of there like, oh my god, I just need to I need to sleep, but then you hear like the ding, the ding, and you're like,
"That's me." What? That's literally me. And
you're
I'm like,
"What do they want now?"
Who's messaging me? I have to look. I don't have to look, but I can't help it.
I'll be sat there thinking, I'll be like, "Who's messaging me now?" Like, especially if there's like a WhatsApp message, I'm like, "Who's messaging me now?" And I look, it's like a group chat just sending rubbish. I'm like, "Oh my god, what?"
I know.
I'm like, why have I entertained this now?
I know.
But honestly, fair play. That's a whole topic for a whole another day in terms of how to sleep. I have to get like a
get
a sleeping expert on. That'll be it.
That'll be super helpful actually.
I have to see who's about. If you're an expert in sleeping, hit me up. Let me know. Just a couple more things before I let you go. What are your goals for 2021? I know we've spoken about hitting 10K, but is there anything else you want to achieve in this year? I know as kind of 2020 was an interesting one all round. Is there anything you want to try and achieve in 2021?
Yeah, so I did say like I wanted to travel a bit more, so hopefully sort of when, I don't know if things will die down, but that's one of the things that I want to do this year. So I want to travel. I want to go to Italy. I've never been. And then I'd say just save more. I think it's not doing like a commute and stuff, like I can save.
Yeah.
I need to cut down on spending money on unnecessary things.
Tell me about it.
That's one of like my main goals this year is to like save and to stop buying like unnecessary depends.
That's what I was going to ask. What do you class as your unnecessary spend?
Well, this is the thing. I'll say, oh, I need to get an outfit because it's going to be for content. That's my excuse. I need to stop saying that. Or I need to get this. Oh, I can use this for content. That's sort of my mentality, mindset at the minute. So just using what I have, because I have a lot of makeup and I have a lot of clothes, and maybe just cutting down and maybe selling some of the clothes that I don't wear, because ultimately I'm buying more clothes and not wearing the stuff that's in my wardrobe.
I see. Yeah.
And then to be healthy, so I have like it's a vegan, I think it's like I don't think it's Joe Wicks, but I've got like a Veganuary book that I've been looking at recipes, and I just want to actively cook more as well. I'm quite a fussy eater.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the exact same. Growing
like
up, I was such a fussy eater.
Yeah, super fussy. So I want to eat more veg and things. Just have more like a healthier balance. Like I'll still eat meat, but the recipes are really great in there. So yeah. just been making some of those recipes and they've been good. So yeah, just not teach myself to cook because I can cook, but just cooking more and doing things like that more. And then yeah, just spending time with my family whilst I can as well. My family are back home, so don't get to see like my siblings because I'm one of five.
I'm one of five as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's mad.
No way. Are you the oldest?
I'm second oldest.
Oh, wow. I'm the oldest. So, oh, that's mad. That's crazy, isn't it?
So, what's your age kind of?
So, me 23, then 16. When I think about this, I'm like, 15, 13, and then 10.
Bloody hell. I've got the same now. I've got it's 25 above me, mm-hmm. then me 24, mm-hmm. 20, one, the next one's 15, but 16 in like a few days, and then 13. That's funny.
Similar ages, yeah. No, big family, but I love it. I love being like the oldest. A lot of people are like, oh, but you're the first one to do everything, which is true, but so it's nice having younger siblings, and like there's three boys and then my little sister, so she's the baby, so nice to have like a little baby sister.
I've got one brother and three sisters, so I'm almost the opposite way around.
Yeah. Oh wow, I don't know how it would be if it was the other way around. It'd be so different.
Honestly, I don't know how I've gotten this far, if I'm honest.
You just get used to it.
That's it, yeah. You just got to just everything. Just, yeah, cool, no worries.
Yeah.
Don't challenge anything. Just, yeah, fine, whatever.
Oh, yeah, they're all in their double digits now, which is crazy.
That's the thing.
It makes me feel old.
That's it, like when they're finishing secondary school and stuff. I'm like, bloody hell, like, in my head, they're still like 10.
I know. And then you like see them grow. Like, that's the thing with my siblings now. Like, by my sister, they're all like either the same height, or like my second youngest brother, he is tall, like he is super tall, and I'm like, but you were just, I used to hold you like as a baby, and now you're just, they would never understand it from that.
Never.
Like, but yeah, I'm like, you're actually a baby. I just look at them and I'm like, you're still my baby.
That's funny, that, fair play.
Yeah, it is.
But in terms to round off today and mm-hmm. to round off this, where can people find you and your content?
So my page is Tia Angel XO. And yeah, just if you want to check out my content, give it a little look. If you like beauty and stuff like that, it'd be great to get some like sort of suggestions of what you think I could do more of. And things like that. I think it's always good to get feedback, and that's what I'm lacking at the minute. So yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. And like I said, I thoroughly recommend going and checking it out. Fantastic page, growing exponentially over the last year or so. But I don't want to keep you any longer too, because I think I've kept you around an hour so far. But
oh, it's all right. It's been so chill.
But thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
You've been an absolute star. Go and check out Tia's content. But for everybody else, you can find me on Instagram at notanotherpodcast_, on Twitter at NAPodcast_. Find me on there. Come and have a chat. We can chat about what things you've learned in this episode or previous episodes. The content, you can find my episodes and that on all your preferred streaming platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever else you listen to them. But Tia, thank you very much again for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
And to everybody else, I'll catch you later.